Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Now, we can see from what's happening in the Middle East with the ongoing conflict that the world is very much an uncertain place. And if Australia just remains at the end of supply chains, then that makes us more vulnerable, which is why the key to our budget was making us more resilient, more self-reliant, as well as promoting reform.
Parata, a city in the Pilbara region of Western Australia. The project was proposed by fertiliser producer Perdaman. It currently has a $6.4 billion fertiliser manufacturing facility being built there. The oil refinery to be built in Western Australia would aim to strengthen energy security amid ongoing global tensions. If built, the facility would be the country's third and first new large-scale petrol refinery built in Australia since the 1960s. Mr. Albanese says the government is acting to shield Australians from the worst effects of supply chain shocks as the US-Israel war on Iran continues to impact supply and fuel costs.
It would create a major boost for local jobs and manufacturing along with our sovereign capability. And that's what this whole project and this whole great city is about. It's about building sovereign capability, building resilience, making Australia less vulnerable to the shocks of which we've seen since February 28, an extraordinary impact on the global economy.
When the US and Israel began strikes on Iran on 28 February this year, Tehran closed the Strait of Hormuz, sending shockwaves through the global economy. The war in the Middle East has lost that in 2025, about 20 million barrels of oil moved through the strait each day. West Australian Premier Roger Cook says the study demonstrates the importance of building sovereign fuel capability. He says collaboration between the Western Australian and federal governments will help make Australia more resilient and less reliant on overseas fuel supplies.
In times of global uncertainty, you need a state government and a federal government that are partnering to meet the challenges of the day, ensuring that we can deal with these global shocks and undertake important projects which very much set us up for the future.
The Premier says the study will examine potential sites and opportunities across Western Australia, predominantly in the Midwest and Southwest, to help secure the nation's future fuel supply. Australia currently has two refineries in Brisbane and Geelong, and both supply roughly 10 to 20% of the country's fuel. Almost 90% of the country's daily fuel consumption is imported from South Korea, Japan, Singapore, Malaysia, and Taiwan. Foreign Minister Penny Wong told the ABC Australia needs to find ways to mitigate this concern.
We need to look at what we can do here in Australia to shore up our resilience, and 4 out of 6 refineries in Australia closed under the previous government.
Australia used to have more domestic oil refineries, but 6 of 8 facilities closed between 2003 and 2021. This happened after newer, more economical mega refineries were built across Asia in the 1990s. Opposition leader Angus Taylor welcomed the news, saying he supports the oil refinery feasibility study. But Mr. Taylor says Albanese's government needs to release the plan.
Could I say, we've seen almost nothing about it so far. It's a pre-feasibility, I think, or feasibility, and we'll see where it goes. We do want to see more refining in this country. We do want to see more fuel self-sufficiency in this country.
Now, as Australia is looking to secure energy supply with the oil refinery in WA, this week, Singapore's Defence Minister Chan Chun Sing says a newly signed agreement with Australia on energy security and trade reflects the strength of the bilateral relationship. the Protocol on Economic Resilience and Essential Supplies forms part of an existing free trade pact between the two nations, formalising commitments made during Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's visit to Singapore in April. Minister Singh says the deal has benefits for both countries.
And I just want to emphasise this point that between Singapore and Australia, we share a lot of strategic interests. And key to that is that between the two of us, we complement one another in terms of our strategic reach and also our strategic resilience. And you can see that being manifested in many of the things that we do. We help each other to extend our strategic reach. We help each other to make sure that we have that resilience in a much more complex world.
Now, that deal comes at the back of other recent deals, including Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi signing a uranium deal earlier this month. India and Australia announced a series of new nuclear, security and defence deals during Narendra Modi's visit to Australia, in hopes of ending more than a decade of delays to regular shipments of the fuel. Federal Energy Minister Chris Bowen says investing in onshore sovereign fuel refining capability is sensible and prudent. Over the weekend, Mr. Bowen reassured the nation about Australia's fuel shortage, saying the country's fuel supply is secure.
Obviously, the situation in the Middle East continues to be uncertain. But one thing Australians can be certain about is that our fuel supply continues to be solid and secure. Today's Saturday update, I can tell you that we have 42 days worth of petrol, 38 days worth of diesel and 32 days worth of jet fuel. All of these figures are more than we had on the day Iran was first bombed on February 28.
He's currently one of more than 1,500 clean energy industry representatives gathered in Sydney to discuss Australia's transition to renewable energy. The aim of the two-day summit is to bring government and industry leaders together to examine investment, infrastructure and energy policy. AI data centres are also high on the agenda, following the government's announcement that operators will be required to underwrite their own clean energy supply. Clean Energy Council spokesperson Chris O'Keefe told SBS News the industry is confident it can support the growth of Australia's data centre sector.
As an industry, we're very, very confident that there is enough projects in the pipeline to ensure that we can power the data centres and the data centre infrastructure that is proposed for Australia. It's not a question of, you know, data centre versus renewable energy company or energy company. We can have data centre and renewable energy company in a partnership working hand in glove.
Meanwhile, the cut in fuel excise is due to expire by the end of this week. Penny Wong says the federal government wouldn't extend the fuel excise cut.
As the Prime Minister said, it's not in our current plans to continue the excise. We said it would step down. What we are focused on is assuring continued fuel and fertiliser coming into Australia. And we are calling, as so many in the international community are, for there to be ceasefire and negotiations and an end to this conflict which has caused so much global turmoil.
Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalised comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.